Speaking with a purpose.
That's great stuff.
Swapping out that negative behavior for positive. Swapping out the negative thoughts, negative words for positive. Because the power of the tongue is so powerful. If we get to the adults to swap some things out, it'd be easier to help with these kids swapping things out. And it's not for me. The glory is going to go to God, and just to help inspire other people to make good choices.
Hey, hey, hey. James Moore here with the Swap Meet. First of all, as usual, I want to thank WKAR and Al Martin for allowing us to air the Swap Meet. And second of all, I want to go back a couple of my segments. I always like to touch bases on certain things that we've discussed and talked about. A couple segments ago, we talked about Tiger Woods' situation, and Tiger Woods came out this week and admitted that there's a problem, and he's seeking professional help. So I'd like to give him kudos, because that's the first step to recovery in the 12-step program, admitting there's a problem. And that's what Tiger's doing, is getting professional help. And, you know, all my prayers go out to him and his family, and I look forward to seeing him back on that golf course one day soon, hopefully. Second of all, we did a Father's Day tribute last week to my father, my brothers, all the men in my life, my uncles, cousins, brothers, all of them. Hopefully they all had a great Father's Day. I have to comment and say I had a good Father's Day with the situation going on with my son. Took my grandbaby up there to see my son in prison. We spent Saturday and Sunday with him, and we had a phenomenal time, you know, just seeing him, talking to him, listening to the words coming out of his mouth. His attitude is good, and it was just a blessing, you know, for him to be able to see my grandbaby, Ari, to see his daughter and spend some time with her. So it really made his day and his Father's Day. It's gonna be his first Father's Day away. But it was a really, really good one. Then it got me to thinking about choices. And that's what this week's segment is going to be about. Choices, choices that follow us for life. Good ones and bad ones. So with that being said, Al, let's get started.
Happy Friday, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Let's dive right into this, James, and I want to tackle this segment and make it relate to what we saw last night, the NBA draft at the Barclays Center in New York City. We saw a ton of young men dappered out in suits galore, making their professional basketball dreams come true, many of which are now instant millionaires. And you talk about choices, right? And we've seen many athletes who are young and in that realm not knowing how to deal with that instantaneous money, with that instantaneous fame at another level. There's so much baggage that comes with it. When you talk about choices on that level, what should an NBA draftee or any professional athlete draftee be doing right off rip to make sure that they are making the right choices early on?
Right off rip? Surrounding themselves with a positive supporting cast. Financially, accounting, manager, family members that are positive role models, positive figures, because with receiving the money that they are getting ready to come into, it can go to their heads. I've seen it go both ways. I've seen guys that get that money and they go out, buy mansions and Lambos and fast cars and motorcycles and all that stuff, which I don't have a problem with to a certain extent. You have to surround yourself with a positive supporting cast, because if you don't, that money will go fast.
What examples locally have you seen, James, athletes you've either worked with or played alongside? I mean, heck, you played alongside Lorenzo White back in the late 80s, right? Players that make that leap to the professional realm, what examples can you bring up? Some that have done it the right way or some that have done it the wrong way?
Well, what I will do is I've seen a lot go both ways, mm-hmm. okay? But the one that stands out that I really, really respect and admire him is my Spartan dog, Mohsin Muhammad, Moose. You know, Moose came in after I did, and I trained Moose. Moose had a great career at Michigan State. Moose went to Carolina, had a great career in the NFL. But with that being said, Moose had a great home environment. Mm-hmm. His parents, mom, dad there, supporting cast, great. And what he's doing now is phenomenal. I mean, he's got, I believe, a couple chains of restaurants in North Carolina, doing very well, invested his money the right way. You've never heard of any type of negative publicity about Moose.
Right.
Okay? And that's what it's all about right there. You know, growing and doing things the right way. But he had a supporting cast from day one.
Right.
And a lot of these young men that are coming out, some of them don't have that supporting cast. Some of them don't have the role models. Some of them, all they got is they boys that got them through mm-hmm. to college. And now they hanging around and get ready to get this NBA money or this NFL money with them because right. that's all they knew.
How do you stress how important choices right off rip are? Because I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like when I'm even my little mentees, James, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir at some time. And it kind of goes in one ear out the other, like, yeah, I've heard this before. And it's not until, when it comes to a lot of our young men, unfortunately, it's not until something hits the fan and it becomes real and that mistake becomes in their face and real where they understand, wow, I should have listened. How do we reach today's youth? I think that's like the money question, right? If we knew that question, we'd be millionaires ourselves right now.
And with you saying that, that was my concern, question, reaching out for our listeners. We have to figure out something because we're losing too many of our kids. We're losing too many of our adult kids with this NFL, NBA money. But we have to find out a way to reach them and let them know that the choices that they make now, they don't just affect them. It'd be different if it just affected them. Mm-hmm. Okay, boom. They deal with the consequences, done over. It affects everyone in their life. Everyone that cares about them, be it good, be it bad. Everyone that cares about them, it affects them. So we have to figure out something to reach these young men, these young women, our young adults. Because choices follow you for life. It's not just a choice that, you know, is going to be, you know, here and gone. Okay? Some of them are more extant than others. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, what do we have to do? Because like you said, you know, I have guys that mentor me. My parents would say something to me and it'd go one ear and out the other one. You know, then as I got older, I understood. I'm like, oh, shoot, that's what my dad, you know what I'm saying? It clicked.
That's like
it clicked.
A natural thing, right, for many of us. I've been through the same thing. We're like, oh, man, that's what my grandmother was saying, right? That's what Pops was saying.
Yeah. And it clicks. But the thing about it is we have to continue to preach it, continue to say the whole same old thing because that's like football, basketball. What do we do at the beginning of practice? Every day we come and do what? We do the same stretches. We do the same warm-up every day. Mm-hmm. Repetition.
Right.
Over and over again. At the end of the year, and we done been doing this for 8 weeks. We got one more game left. We still come into practice doing the same thing.
Right.
Repetition. So what we have to do is continue to share, continue to mentor, continue to repeat ourselves to these kids. Because when we do that, eventually it soaks in. And not just that. I've had kids I've talked to, and they say to me, well, my dad says the same thing. And I say, you know what? I don't even know your dad.
Right.
Okay, so what's that telling you?
Must be true, right?
It must be true. Because I said the same thing. I've lived it. I said the same thing. And one thing about me, Al, you already know, I'm far from a saint. I'm far from perfect. I've made my mistakes, and I'm going to lay them out here, and I'm going to try to keep it real. I'm not perfect. But one thing I do know is I care about kids, and the choices that they're making now are detrimental.
Yep. I hear you on that, James.
They're detrimental, and it's sad. It breaks my heart that, you know, they don't understand the consequences, the ramifications of what they're doing and how many people it affects down the road. But we're going to continue to preach. We're going to continue to swap things out and talk to them and just do what we need to do to try to impact them, to make a difference.
You know, as I sat back and watched the draft last night, there were a few young men that you can just tell character is very high. I mean, Isaac, you probably could bring up what Jason Tatum is the one that got me. I mean, Jason Tatum, his story growing up in a single parent household, his mother being a single parent and raising this incredible young man, really good head on his shoulders. De'Aaron Fox. His two parents as well. You probably noticed that as well when you were watching last night.
Malik Monk stood out to me. All of those guys seem like exceptional young men. You can tell by the personality sometimes of guys who got a solid head on their shoulders and guys who might need a little bit of teaching along the way.
And that's what we were just talking about. That's exactly what we were just talking about. It's you can kind of tell their character.
Right.
Okay. But you have to monitor that character, because with the money comes change.
Oh yeah, personalities change.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's
very
true.
It comes change.
Right.
So that's when you got to have somebody with that leash around the collar.
To keep them humble.
To pull that chain a little bit, say, okay, step back a little bit now, my son. Okay, go out and get your house. Go out and get you a nice car, because you've earned it. But don't overdo it. Don't overdo it.
Final question for you, James. Is the NFL, is the NBA, specifically talking to those two realms right now, are those professional organizations doing enough to help incoming rookies to make sure that detrimental mistakes don't happen in their respective careers?
Well, I have to bring up Tony Dungy, okay? I don't know about the NBA. I know that Tony Dungy has a program in the NFL that sits down with them, that talks financial, that talks morals, that talks all about the NFL and what they're coming into. And he has a group of guys that come in with him to kind of monitor and mentor these young athletes. Great. The key is, are they taking it to heart? Is that money already gone to their head?
Right.
Those are the questions. And so to answer the question, I know that Tony Dungy has a program that he does with the NFL.
But the league should have something,
the league,
right?
I mean, I think that is with the league.
Right.
Tony Dungy, that is with the league. It's for all incoming rookies in the NFL. And the NBA probably does have a similar thing too. They probably do with all the situations going on, social media,
I
all that stuff right
they
now.
Do. I just question whether or not those programs are working. That's the thing.
And the question is, you know, you're going to get your, you know, 10% that's, you know, slides through the cracks. It gets caught up. And it's sad. But you know what? We live and we learn. And one thing about it, how can you preach the fire if you ain't never been through the fire? So not wishing any bad luck on anybody, but God has plans for all of us. Okay? So however it happens, it happens. Hopefully the positive happens for these young men. But with that negative, can they swap it out to a positive and learn from it and help the next person coming through?
James Moore, thank you for your time, my man.
Thank you, sir.